You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Cocoa, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Cocoa, 99.9 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
You don't need to see a bush that's burning when the bush is in you. You don't need to have the sea opened up physically when he's opening up doors that no man can shut. Right before your face. It's in your face. You can't see it. It's happening for you all the time. When God opens up, Abba, be open. You know you didn't open that door. You know you wouldn't have made it on your own. But he opens it up so you can walk through on dry land.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Great I Am. Today, Bishop will be teaching from John chapter 6, verses 43 through 51.
We're living in a day now where you can Google things and get the information. Where it used to be a time, say 20 years ago, where everything that you push had to be proven. Even if you write something in college, you need to specify your sources. We don't live in a time like that. We're just passing information. But where did it come from? Everything that's truth has a legacy. You can tie it and trace it all the way back to a source. But you're living in a time now where you can Google it, and as long as it sounds good, you adopt it. That's why we need teaching priests. I come from a source. I come right out of the Bible to tell you what I'm saying. It's not just coming out of my mind. You can't trust it if I'm the first of the first origin of it. I speak to you of the ancient world. I speak to you of the Word that was made flesh. I speak to you of that which was from the beginning. Not that came into being, glory to God, when I came into being. Thank you, Lord. There are people who trace their origin to the Jehovah's Witness. But when did Jehovah's Witness start? You don't even know. It was long after Christianity started. Even Islam came after Christianity. So if you understood that, you'll begin to say, whoa. Instead of saying, I know the knowledge, and we're the black Hebrews, you don't know nothing. Where is the origin of what you say? If you're smoking ganja, where did the origin come from? If you're wearing dreadlocks, where did the origin come from? Bob Marley was tied to the Rastafarian. You understand that? He began to smoke marijuana as a source to connect the unity of what he's doing. And you pick it up, but you don't know the origin. Don't worry, be happy. That's all you want to hear, but you don't know origin. And Bob Marley believed in a higher power. I'm not saying it was Jesus, but he believed in a higher power. You need to know the origin before you just start wearing your hair and shaking it like you just don't care. Find the origin of a thing. Thank you, Lord. And truth was here before we got here. Lying. The Bible even says that lying spirits will come out in the last days. There's a proliferation of lying spirits coming out of the pit of hell. It has no origin, no sense of truth. And they love for you to be high when you hear it, or drunk when you hear it. And that's how it's able to take root in your soul. When you're visually or emotionally impaired, by substance, the enemy don't have to go through all of those things, go straight to your will, and he seizes the will, and he can turn you where he will. In other words, if we weaken your intellect because you're on a substance, you'll let the guard down intellectually, and while you're high, the lion spirit comes in and grabs your will. Thank you, Lord. He can come through intellect or imagination. While you're high and your imagination is open, he comes through the imagination to grab your will, and he can turn it the way he will. Emotionally, if you're angry and you go overboard, your anger opens you up. He goes through your anger to grab your will, and he can turn you. Bad memories, memories. He goes through your memories to grab your will, and he turns you. You won't trust nobody. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Those five chambers are so important. And we need to make sure that we flow with the Lord so he can guard us. Only God should have his hands on the wheel of your life. Thank you, Lord. Well, Bishop, I just love my stuff. I can't do without it. That's why it's there, so it can control your will. Angry man. Here's another one. This is an earthly thing. Idolatry. You worship, but you don't worship God. Idolatry means you worship false gods. False gods. You'll join and associate with things that may not have no tie with God and become loyal to it. It is idolatry. I say, let's worship the Lord. Come in on Sunday morning and lift up your hands to worship. You say, I don't worship. No, yes, you do. You worship. We're created to worship something. Thank you, Lord. There's a lady in South Alabama who allowed a prominent evil spirit to channel through her. This is a simple woman. This spirit came to her in dreams and told her that he would like to channel through her. She kept having these reoccurring dreams, and then the thing started manifesting. She allowed this spirit to channel through her, and then at times it would speak to her. It's recorded. She would have to go through a series of breathings as the spirit would channel through her, and then she would almost like die. Exhale. And then what will rise up out of her is this powerful demonic force speaking through the woman, and her voice would change. As well as her, he was manifesting to such a degree that the voice would show up to where her bones and cheeks would start looking masculine right there in the front of the camera. Very powerful spirit. Then he started making her not wear nice clothes, only black clothes. And no part of her body could be shown to anybody else. He was jealous of anyone getting around her. And then she isolated from her family. And then seven diseases started occurring in her body. When this spirit would take over her, he would mimic what happens in churches. She will go out and touch people and they fall out. Thank you, Lord. As she opened herself up in idolatry to an evil spirit. And you want to say, Bishop, what are you talking about? People don't know how close they are to things like that. We're created to worship something. Even though you say you are not, it's pride for you to say you won't. Some people worship their physique. Thank you, Lord. And you got to learn how to turn that all back to God. Watch idolatry. The last one for the earthly is greed. Greed. You never get enough. I don't care what you have, it's never enough. You're making more than you've ever made, but you feel depressed because it's never enough. We got to correct greed. And in a capitalistic society, greed breeds in America. It's one of our flaws as a nation. Because I don't care how much the rich have, they want more. And they never have enough to give to the poor. I think it was Martin Luther King says, how can you ask a bootless man to pull him up, pull himself up by his bootstraps when he has no boots. Jesus and the Word of God constantly talks to us about helping those who are marginalized. Let's talk now about the spiritual man. One day the spiritual man would say, I'm but grass. I can grow today and be cast down tomorrow. The spiritual man will also say, I'm limited. I'm not all powerful. I have some things going on for me, but God makes the difference or makes up the difference. A spiritual man would say, woman would say, I'm a sinner saved by grace. Not I'm self-righteous. I'm a sinner saved by grace. It keeps them grounded no matter how God raised them up. Here's another thing a spiritual person would say, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Who made me though? God made me. Who formed themselves in their mother's womb? No man or woman can say I formed myself. Someone else had to do it. A spiritual person will understand that. No matter how, what I have, if I'm smart, intellectual, fine, I have to give it to him because he shaped me. 139th Psalm, in my mother's womb. Here's some characteristics of the spiritual. Spiritual man or woman is one whose thoughts, feelings, and behaviors are under the Spirit's influence. Your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors are submitted to the Spirit's influence, the Holy Spirit's influence, which means the Spirit can bend your thoughts. The Spirit's can manipulate, the Spirit of God can manipulate your emotions. You surrender it there. And the Spirit of God can shift your behaviors. If you're spiritual now, you got to lend your thoughts, your feelings, and your behaviors to the influence of the Holy Spirit or his control. And you would say, I only control myself. Well, your flesh is either controlling you or the Spirit is. The flesh is really controlling a lot of people today. But bring your feelings, your emotions, and your thoughts, your behaviors under the control and the influence of the Holy Spirit. Glory, hallelujah. The Lord told me to prophesy to you. Write it down. Glory is coming. Say, glory is coming. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is the manifested presence of the Lord. But I'm not talking about the anointing. I said glory is coming. Thank you, Jesus. The glory revealed is the brilliance of God revealed. This is the glory that's coming upon the church. Not the manifested presence, because that's the anointing, but the apparent presence of God will be revealed in you. It will accompany you as you move forward from this day forward. Glory, it will accompany you, the brilliance of God. As I shared this morning, there are three dimensions to the glory of the Lord. The first one is his honor, his prestige, that's tied to the glory of the Lord, or his character. His glory is tied to his honor and prestige. That's also tied to his character. The second one is the glory, honor, and prestige tied to the character, but it manifests in Shekinah, or the smoke of God. This is what happened usually in the Old Testament, is that the glory of the Lord would manifest as a cloud. And a lot of people today want to see the cloud in their services. Sometimes it shows up, but that's not its primary way. It's the Shekinah glory. Even now, if I was speaking and a cloud came in the midst, you all would say, ah, oh, I see it. I see it. But blessed are they that believe who have not seen, yet they have faith to believe. That's what God is. That's the dimension we're in now. God don't want you seeing everything. It was all pointing to him anyway. You don't need to see a bush that's burning when the bush is in you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. You don't need to have the sea opened up physically when he's opening up doors that no man can shut. Right before your face. It's in your face. You can't see it. It's happening for you all the time. When God opens up, Abba, be open. You know you didn't open that door. You know you wouldn't have made it on your own. But he opens it up so you can walk through on dry land. The third dimension of glory is praise. In other words, when you praise him, he's already sent the rain. But the vapor of the rain is your praise going back up to God. And you need to give it back to him every chance you get. You don't need to come into church late. You need to lift up your hands in the sanctuary. And you need to give him glory, honor, and praise. And connect the cycle. And the way he manifests glory in the New Testament is not through Shekinah primarily, it's through the kabod, or the weight of his glory. Thank you, God. It is when you get heavy with him, when he makes you rooted and grounded in the truth. Well, you're not running. Your mind is not going from this place or that place. Your mind is more stable because the kabod, the eternal weight of glory, is resting on you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And that's what God is about to manifest in the house of the Lord and in the church universal around the world. The kabod. We've been way too loose with our feet and way too loose with our activity, and we have no weight and we're gone with the wind. But God is about to secure you, not with Shekinah, that's his cloud, but the weight. It's like everything he said will weigh heavy on your heart. And the preacher don't have to preach you into happiness. When the word is released in your life, your anger will not be the first thing that rises. Your humility will. It won't be a resistance to the things of God. That's your flesh. Your spirit will start soaring and connected with his. Your heart wants to get up and elevate and connect with him on a mountain peak. And you can't live there forever. And you can't live in the valley forever. But can you stay on the slope? I'm not in the valley every day, and I can't be in the mountaintop every day. It's not realistic, but I'll stay on the side of the mountain. Just don't cast me away. I want to get close to you. Whew. Let the glory rest. When the glory rests, preachers don't have to preach hard. When the kabod is resting on you, you won't stay away from the presence. There's something in you wants to draw closer to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. When you can stay away from your ministry for years and don't feel nothing, it means there's no glory in your life. But God told me to tell you the glory is coming back. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. From this day forward, the apparent presence of the Lord will rest on you. Which means God is going to cause you to shine. Not your weights, not your muscles, not on what you put on. But he's going to shine through your pores. I prophesy he's going to polish you now. You've been spinning on the wheel of circumstance and can't find your bearing. But mark my words. He's about to fire you, not get rid of you, but fire you and then polish you. It's going to get hot, and then he's going to fashion you in the midst thereof. Thank you, Lord. Not only will you shine, but you're going to glow. You're going to glow from this day forward. Thank you, Jesus. With the glory and the kabod comes the gloom. And you will function, write it down, at a higher level of efficiency, and you will function at a higher level or higher capacity. When you're weighted and you're grounded with glory, you function at a higher capacity. Actually, the trial that you came through gave you a greater capacity. The next phase will be more glorious. The Lord told me to tell you, He's showing up quickly. He's showing up quickly. He's showing up quickly. He's about to break forth in your life. He's showing up quickly. The great I am is showing up. Glory to God. Yahweh, I am the Lord. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. I send my word and I heal your disease. For I am the Lord, your healer. God is jealous for you. God don't want no other God to receive His glory. God loves you. And God is coming to you and your children. And if you have a need in your house, why won't you wave your hands in the air? If you have a need in your house, why won't you give God the glory, honor, and praise? Because when you praise Him, He sends glory. Glory to God. He touches what you can't touch. He heals what you can't heal. He delivers what you can't deliver. Can somebody shout glory? The kabod is coming. Glory to God. Man, let me tell you something. I dare some of you to start walking right now. I know it's not conventional to walk while you're in church, but get out. I feel it in my feet again. Just walk and prophesy. God is about to heal, deliver, set free, move things in your life. God is about to heal, set free, and move things in your life. And it is so in the name of the Lord Jesus. Prophetically, just walk. They walked away, but He's going to cause them to walk back. They're coming back. They're coming back. They're coming back. It's coming back. If you would give Him glory, you're going to see the kabod, the weight of God, the activity of the Lord, the apparent presence of God manifest in your life. You must complete the cycle. You must give Him back the vapor of praise and expect God to do what only He can do. And it is so in the name of the Lord Jesus. God didn't send you through hell and high water for you to die in your trial. He's bringing you out more than a conqueror. And it is so. And it is so in the name of the Lord. You can't see the kabod. It is the weight of His glory. You can't forsake God forever. God is married to you. That's why nothing else will work in your life. And He sent me as a mouthpiece to tell you. You will not find satisfaction in those things. Life is in the eternal weight of glory. Not in some slipshod stuff. Not in some featherweight stuff. The heavy weight is in His glory. Yahweh speaks to you. And his New Testament name is Jesus. Yahweh speaks to you. And his New Testament name is Jesus. Walk it out, mother. Walk it out. Walk it out, woman. Man, there's always a witness in the midst of us. That woman is catching the word. Walk it out, mother. Lois, walk it out. Yahweh has always been Yahweh. But his New Testament name is Jesus.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, The Great I Am, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2301-2211. That's reference number 2301-2211.
Awaken Women's Fellowship will resume in person and online on Saturday, February 25th at 9 a.m. Ladies, this is our year of faith, favor, and focus. So connect with the Awaken group on Facebook for updates. Ladies, remember to bring your Bible and a notebook and join Pastor Sabrina Sundays at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary for Women's Sunday School to sharpen your picture of the Word of God while exploring the Old Testament survey. There are several ways to join us as a financial partner. Visit our website, truthrevealed.org, and click the Give Online button. You can also securely donate using the Truth Revealed mobile app or text TRIMGIVE to 888-364-4483. You can also mail your contribution to 1550 Orange Blossom Trail Northeast, Palm Bay, Florida, 32905. We thank you for your continued generosity to Truth Reveal and for spending time with us today.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.